had the big news story this morning that 10-foot, 300-pound alligator was removed from Eagle Mountain Lake yesterday. You believe an alligator that big was huge in Eagle Mountain Lake here just northwest of Fort Worth. Well, how about this? Joining us now as he comes into the studio is that Eagle Mountain Lake alligator. Come on in. I know this is awkward.
How you guys doing? Hey, what's happening?
Sit right there. Sorry, we don't have an alligator-specific chair.
Did you sit in a chair?
You guys? Not really. You guys got any alligator-specific seating?
No, we don't. Okay. Sorry.
We'll just lay on the table over
here.
And talk into the mic
guys.
Right
I tell
there.
You guys, hey, I tell you, it's a hot one out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not used to being indoors, so this is what air conditioning feels like, huh?
Pretty nice. Nice.
This is great.
Pretty
you know?
Sweet.
You are huge.
I'm used to, a little bit big. I'm trying to drop a few. But, I'm used to laying up on some bank surrounded by duck crap and baking in the sun. You guys sitting this all the time?
Yeah, we do.
It's pretty sweet. Sweet. And what's that over there? Those themed Oreos from Eatsy's topped with his
You're welcome to try one.
Sugar paper. That's
sure.
Great.
Yeah, you're welcome to try
grab
one.
Grab a few of them. Listen. thank you guys for having me. Is this my water? I'm not sure if this is.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
You can, drink
thank
out of
guys,
a cup.
Yeah. Uh-huh, sure.
Wow.
All right.
That's 2 days in a row we've had someone take a sip of something.
Yeah, look, I appreciate you guys having me because I am a victim of official injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to me. Yeah, injustice, George, because so many animals put up with their legal relocations without due process, and this happened to me. You know, I never thought it would happen to me.
Well,
I heard stories. We animals, we talk. You know, I've known other gators been relocated. Didn't think it would happen to me. But if people hear my story,
okay,
then maybe I can make a difference.
Okay. Well, people are scared of an alligator being in a Texas lake. That's just kind of scary.
Yeah. But what happened to me shouldn't happen to anybody.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
What happened to you exactly?
Well, so this wildlife, I'm sitting, I'm laying on the bank. Usual day, just like every other day of my freaking gator life. Got nothing going on.
Right.
And this wildlife officer comes up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to me and they ask, you know, what I was doing there. So I say, you know, I'm sunning on the bank until dusk, you know, and then I head out into the water.
Minding
you know?
Your own
yeah,
business.
Yeah, you know, eat a few fish. So he starts fishing around for information. He's like, he asks for my ID. I tell him the truth. I tell him, you know, I left my wallet back at the gator nest. And then he starts asking if I'm from the area, if I had anything to do with a couple of pet deaths that, you know, happened back in June when pets went missing. I tell him, hey, look, man, I'm just trying to hang out, mind my own business, done nothing wrong. So, you know, now I'm not mentioning to him, in all fairness, I'm not mentioning to him that I'm currently involved in a pump and dump crypto scheme. You know, it's something you just don't, you know, you're not going to share that at that time. And I'm not mentioning, you know, that I harvested a toy poodle and a couple pugs from Lake Country Estates, you know?
Right.
It's like, he doesn't need to know everything, right?
Right.
You know, you guys know. And I'm certainly not mentioning getting a little drunk recently and tossing a green dill onto a WNBA court.
You were one of those? Yeah, you know, come on.
I'm playing it cool, but, you know, that's what you do. That's what you do. Anyway, so he's getting a little antsy, and I can see this, right? And I'm getting ready to run, and he lunges at me with his handcuffs. So I start running my gator ass off. I'm getting crazy, right? I'm trying to get away. He's in hot pursuit. I dump my glass pipe into the Johnson grass. You know, you got to get rid of that.
Right. Yeah,
you don't want them to find that on you.
No.
So I flung it about 40 feet, and I'm getting out of there. I mean, I got priors. I don't need to be around, you know?
Sure.
So I jump in his Tahoe. And I'm running on pure adrenaline at this point. And I have no idea how to drive this thing. I'm a freaking gator. I've never been in a vehicle in my life.
Truck, yeah.
But he's closing the distance. He's probably like 20 yards away. When I finally find the front arm extension so I can put it in gear and punch the gas with my tail.
You have short arms.
Yeah, very short arms. So I can barely control this Tahoe. You guys, I guess y'all are used to it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about human
teeth.
You guys know exactly how to do this. But I don't know what I'm doing. I can barely control it. I mean, I'm bouncing all over the rutted ground out there by the lakeside. I wasn't belted in. The seatbelt chimes drive me nuts. You know, he's got Sean Hannity blaring on the radio. I can barely concentrate.
Yeah, you're not the
I'm confused.
Only one.
I don't have no sense of direction. I don't know how to plug in an address on Waze. You know, it's mayhem. So around this time, I hear the shots.
Shots.
Yeah. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and he's down on a firing stance, just emptying clip after clip.
Wow.
Into the back of this retreat in Tahoe. And I'm thinking, you know, I just need to point this thing to Mexico and find a chop shop so I can pot out the Tahoe in exchange for walking around money.
Good plan.
Right? Lay low for a few months, come back when the Cowboys are 2-5, you know, or something like that.
You alligators are always laying low.
Yeah, yeah. So right as I'm thinking that, the back window explodes.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Wow. So that, you know, it gets hit by a bullet. I don't know what's happening. I start fishtailing to a hackberry. Car's still drivable, thank God. So I get it going. But by the time I hit 287, frickin' spike strips.
Really?
They did it. I hit the spike strips, blows out the tires. Three of the biggest, meanest Texas wildlife officers jump on me, and they just start wailing. I mean, this is it's abuse by a person of authority.
Yeah,
it's what
terrible.
It is.
Yeah.
It's what it is. So, you know, they take me in, they haul me in, I get the gator mug shots and all that stuff happening. And
mug
then,
shots?
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, this is it. They're going to take me to Gator Gitmo near Tyler. I don't know if you guys know the place.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, that's where they take most of us and everything.
Okay.
But no, they're trying to assign me to Alligator Alcatraz that they're building down there
in Florida.
That thing in Florida. Yeah, they want that thing to get going.
That's terrible.
I got a lawyer and, you know, doing media tours like that. I got KSCS after this. So, you know, trying to get the word out, you know, that we don't want this happening. You know, I don't want to be illegally relocated because I moved to Eagle Mountain Lake for a better life.
Right.
Yeah, just to have a quiet life.
And hey, if I had to take a few pets along the way, that's the way it works, right? You know, people enjoy crypto pump and dump schemes. Come on.
Well, you know? I don't know much about that.
You know, I got the stuff stored in a cold wallet offline, and you know, I'm safe with the deal.
Pretty safe with the deal.
But anyway.
You have such a thick New York accent. I would think an alligator that lives in Texas would not have that kind of accent.
I don't think I have any accent. I mean,
it's kind of
New York-ish. I don't know what you're hearing.
Yeah, what do you... I don't know where you're going with that. I mean, it's like this is a standard accident for animal characters. I don't know what you're saying. But anyway, yeah. So I appreciate if your viewers could donate.
Listeners.
If you have a mind to, please donate to GatorDefenseFund.org.
Okay.
And that will give you, you go to there and that will give you a QR code that will take you to another website that will then give you a Venmo that you can then pay for an app that you can download that will then allow you to donate directly to my fund.
Too many hoops.
Directly to my fund. But I do appreciate it. If y'all don't mind, I just like to hang out. And excuse me.
Whoa.
Sorry. God.
You okay?
What was that?
Yeah. No. I'm fine. It was just a King Charles spaniel that I ate earlier today.
Coming up on me.
I don't know how old it is. That thing was a little gamey. Yeah. You guys
are having fun now.
All right. We'll see you.
Be right over here.
I didn't catch his name.
No, I didn't either. Just Eagle Mountain Lake alligator.
10-foot alligator.